On a warm August day in 1966, two men lay dead on a hilltop in Niterói, near Rio de Janeiro. Dressed in tailored suits and wearing strange LED masks over their eyes. Beside them, a notebook held a cryptic note about capsules and a signal. No one ever figured out why they were there or how they died. It's a mystery that slipped into silence, leaving only questions. Welcome to True Crime Sleep Stories. I'm your host, guiding you through the shadows of forgotten crimes. Stories that linger in the corners of your mind, perfect for those quiet nights when the world feels a little too still. This isn't your typical true crime tale. This is a journey to the edges of reality, where the answers blur and the questions haunt. Picture a summer night in 1966. Crickets chirping, a hilltop bathed in moonlight, and two men stepping into oblivion. Let's unravel the lead masks case. On August 16, 1966, the coastal city of Niterói, just north of Rio de Janeiro, hummed with life. Shops bustled, children played in the streets, and the air hung heavy with humidity. Two men, Manuel Pereira de Cruz, 32, and Miguel José Viana, 34, left their hometown of Campos dos Goytacazes, a two-hour drive away, in a sleek Chevrolet Opala. Both were electronics technicians, married, devoutly Catholic, and known as steady, dependable men. Their families thought nothing of their trip. They'd said it was for business. But it wasn't. That afternoon, the men stopped in Niterói and walked into a clothing store. They bought two brand new dark suits, expensive ones, along with crisp white shirts and ties. It was an odd choice. Their families later said they rarely dressed so formally. They also purchased a water bottle and a towel, paid in cash, and drove to Vintem Hill, a remote spot known for its quiet, where locals picnicked or teenagers sneaked away to steal a moment alone. No one saw them arrive. The next day, August 17th, a local boy named Jorge da Costa Alves, 18, hiked up Vintem Hill with friends looking for adventure. As they crested the hill, they froze. Two bodies lay side by side on the grass, eerily calm, like mannequins posed for display. Manuel and Miguel were dressed in the suits they'd just bought, buttons fastened, ties neatly tied, shoes polished. Over their eyes were taped strange, horseshoe-shaped lead masks, 1 millimeter thick, crafted from lead and aluminum. These weren't surgical masks or costumes, but something custom-made, like shields used for radiation work. Scattered around them were a half-empty water bottle, a neatly folded towel, and a small notebook. Inside the notebook, written in block letters, was a note that chilled investigators. 16:30 be at the specified place. 18:30 ingest capsules. After effect, protect metals, wait for mask signal. The words were precise, deliberate, like instructions for a protocol, not a suicide note. Capsules, protect metals, mask signal? It sounded like a plan, but for what? Jorge and his friends bolted, running to the police station, hearts pounding. Officers arrived at the hilltop, their boots crunching through the grass, flashlights sweeping the scene. They found no signs of struggle, no blood, no bullet casings. The men's wallets were still there, identifying them, but their car sat locked at the base of the hill, keys missing. Autopsies later revealed no clear cause of death. Traces of a chemical, possibly cyanide, possibly something else, were found in their stomachs, but nothing conclusive. Their lungs showed signs of chemical exposure, perhaps from an inhaled gas, but no gas tank or delivery system was found. The lead masks baffled everyone. Experts suggested they were used for X-ray shielding, common in electronics or medical labs, but no radiation was detected on the hilltop. Witnesses emerged with conflicting stories. One claimed to have seen a third man fleeing the scene, wearing a long coat. Another swore it was a soldier. The stories shifted, unreliable. Local newspapers ran wild with speculation, a cult ritual, an alien encounter, a government conspiracy. Brazil in the 1960s was a vibrant, turbulent place, the era of the Beatles, cultural upheaval, and whispers of Cold War experiments. But Manuel and Miguel weren't hippies or radicals. Their families insisted they were devout, grounded men. Investigators retraced their steps. On August 15th, the men had left Campos dos Goytacazes, driven to Niterói, and bought the suits, water bottle, and towel with cash. Receipts confirmed their purchases. Their car held only their fingerprints, and a single photo was found, a picture of them smiling, taken earlier that year, offering no clues. The notebook's cryptic note was the key. 1630 be at the specified place, suggested a meeting. 1830, ingest capsules, implied a deliberate act, perhaps an experiment. Protect metals, wait for mask signal, hinted at guarding something valuable, awaiting a trigger. But what? Police interviewed friends, co-workers, even a priest. No one knew of cult ties, drug use, or secret societies. A co-worker mentioned the men's fascination with UFOs and radiation, noting they'd bought books on electromagnetism. The lead masks supported this theory. Were they testing something dangerous? Whispers of Cold War experiments surfaced. Governments at the time toyed with nerve agents and hallucinogens. Were Manuel and Miguel unwitting test subjects? Volunteers? No records ever emerged. The men's families were shattered. Manuel's wife recalled him being jittery before leaving, as if nervous about something big. Miguel's brother said the two had been secretive, spending hours in a garage with odd equipment. Police searched their homes and found soldering tools, scraps of lead, and notebooks filled with circuit diagrams. Hobbies, perhaps, taken too far. The hilltop offered no further answers. The grass was undisturbed, with no footprints but theirs. The water bottle was clean, no drugs inside. The masks showed no radiation or toxins. On August 18th, the coroner labeled it a probable suicide by poisoning, but no one bought it. Two men don't dress in new suits, drive to a remote hill, and poison themselves without motive. The case gripped Brazil for months. Newspapers printed grainy photos of the men, the masks, the note. Conspiracy theories exploded. UFOs landed and abducted them, or a secret government project silenced them. Some claimed bright lights were seen over Vintem Hill that night, but no proof materialized. By 1967, the inquest closed with a vague ruling: death by unknown causes, possibly suicide or homicidal poisoning. No charges were filed, no answers found. The lead masks case faded into obscurity. Locals began avoiding Vintem Hill, whispering of shadows and strange sounds. By 1970, it was a ghost story, buried in police archives. The lead masks case remains a perfect unsolved riddle. Two men, two strange masks, a cryptic note, and a hilltop that holds its secrets. Were Manuel and Miguel caught in a secret experiment, testing drugs, meeting someone who never showed? Or did they orchestrate their own bizarre end? We'll never know. Their families mourned, and their story dissolved into time. It's a whisper in the dark, a case that begs for answers. If this mystery hooked you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share your theories in the comments. Let's keep these forgotten stories alive. Until next time, sleep tight and watch for the shadows. Good night.